Blog Talk Radio.
Good day. I welcome you back to the studios of Milagros Media in the heart of America, Kansas City. Dr. Scott, what your doctor won't tell you about your migraines and chronic headaches. We continue our series today on migraines and headaches after last week discussing what is your diagnosis. In other words, what is going on inside of your body right now that's resulting in your migraines? What is going on in your body right now that's resulting in headaches that seem to continue for no apparent reason? This season, you know that our focus is stop treating the what, find and fix the why. And you know, the concepts that we discuss here every week, they're relatively simple. But I think this may be an issue because a lot of us are looking for some big complex diagnosis. There's got to be, with what I'm feeling, something much more complex and sophisticated going on. So we actually overlook the simple things that are based on accepted medical and scientific research, what is actually proven in the research. So sometimes the concepts are so simple that it's easy for us to ignore those. It's easy for us to overlook those. But let me say this. These simple concepts that we discuss are very profound, and many of these are potentially life-changing for you and for those you care about. It's all about living headache-free, healthy, and happy. Doing the things you love to do in life, spending time with family, with friends, doing the things you enjoy doing. For crying out loud, going to work is a challenge sometimes. Doing the things in life you need to do, you love to do, you want to do, without worrying about the ugly migraines and headaches coming right back time and time again, because we're ignoring the cause. Last week, we talked just a little bit in our topic of what is your diagnosis, and each week, I make this very clear. Our practice here in the greater Kansas City area is a research-based practice. Nothing is ever recommended based on opinions. Certainly not my opinion, not your doctor's opinion, not your neurologist's opinion. Opinions mean very little, if anything, unless they're based on some kind of objective, proven fact. So, in summary, this is why research is so critical. What do we know with certainty? What are we completely positive of that we can use as a foundation to, number one, find your diagnosis? Why are you having these migraines or headaches? And most importantly, number two, what do we need to do to fix this problem once and for all? Therein lies the greatest challenge in our healthcare system as a whole. Finding a solution that actually addresses the cause of your problem once and for all. And by the way, this is more true than not when we're dealing with headaches, pain syndromes. So last week I mentioned something once again. I'm a simple guy. This is a very simple statement, but I want you to listen closely at what I'm saying here. As long as you continue to look in the wrong place for a solution, you're never going to find any long-lasting results. As long as you're looking in the wrong place, common sense will tell you you're not going to find what you're looking for. Too many of us are looking for the next best solution. There's got to be a better drug. There's got to be a medication that will help my migraines, my headaches. There's got to be a surgery that I can have. There's got to be a therapy that I can do. There's got to be something bigger and better to solve my headache and migraine issues. Is that a faulty question? Absolutely not. All of us are pursuing a long-lasting solution. But here's the challenge. What your doctor won't tell you is that in many cases, healthcare is a business, and whether you want to believe it or not, and whether or not you like it, politics comes into play each and every day in our healthcare system. And by the way, I don't mean Obamacare. I don't mean the insurance system, the reimbursement system. I mean, how do the politics of pharmaceutical companies and the benefits given to many doctors, how does that affect your doctor's decision they recommend for your headaches and migraines? You better believe it does. So let me say this before we continue into our topic for today. The two most common causes of ongoing migraines and headaches, not according to Dr. Scott, according to the medical and scientific research, what is proven, what do we know, and specifically today, what are the two most common causes that we see day in and day out in private practice? Here's what I have to say first. I am not asking anyone to not be a little bit skeptical of anything that you hear when someone is proposing a solution for your problem. This is your health, after all. It's up to you and you alone to protect your health. To you and you alone to protect the health of your children. I'm a very, very skeptical person by nature. Oh, believe me, I'm not afraid to attack if I hear someone shouting out that they have a miracle cure for your migraines, a miracle cure for your ongoing headaches. I'll be the first to attack that and say, show me the medical research backing this. So what I'm going to present to you today, I am not asking you to agree with me. I'm not asking you to disagree with me. I simply want to present information to you that you can put in your knowledge base. We've talked about this week after week. We want to add pieces to the puzzle. If you're missing too many of the puzzle pieces, you don't know what the whole picture is, and the doctors, the therapists, they're guessing with your health. Well, let's try this and see if it helps. And if that doesn't help, let's try a little bit of that. Don't allow people to gamble with your health. You need to know the real true cause of what you're feeling, and then make sure the treatment that's being recommended is actually addressing the true cause. It's as simple as that. And there's one of those simple concepts that's very difficult to find in our healthcare system as a whole. Doctors and therapists are too busy, quote-unquote, selling or prescribing you the treatment it is that they happen to provide. Whether it helps your problem or not is not always the biggest factor in them making that decision. It's, this is what I'm trained to do, therefore, that's what you're going to get, and I sure hope it helps you. Don't allow people to take those chances and gamble with your health. Don't you dare allow doctors to gamble with your child's health. It's your job to research. It's your job to gain knowledge, to put the puzzle pieces into place. And when you are completely certain, when you and your doctor working together are certain that we know for sure what the real true cause of your headaches or migraines is, then it's so much easier to see the whole picture. It is so much easier to say, aha, this is what we need to do to fix the cause of this particular symptom. Finally, look, if you're happy with the treatment you're getting right now, this show may not be for you. We want to help provide knowledge and information with a little interjection of common sense and logic to help guide you in the direction toward finally living headache-free, healthy and happy. Stop treating the what. Stop treating your headaches. Stop managing your migraines. Find and fix the cause once and for all. Each and every week, as I've mentioned in previous broadcasts, I participate in countless support groups for migraine, headache, TMJ, carpal tunnel sufferers. I was a terrible migraine sufferer for years. I've been there myself. I understand. But you're looking in the wrong places for answers that will never be there. There is no magic drug. Research is not going to find an amazing new miracle drug that cures your migraines and chronic headaches. It's not going to happen. The cause of your headaches and migraines is not that you haven't found the right drug yet. The cause of your migraines and headaches is not that you haven't found the right physical therapy yet. The cause is not that you haven't found the right chiropractic treatment yet. The cause is not that you have not found the right surgery or injection. Stop looking in the wrong places. If you don't know the real true cause of your headaches and migraines, I hate to say it, but chances are you're never going to experience any long-lasting relief and really, truly live healthy and happy until you find the true cause. This is common sense. This is not Dr. Scott's opinion on healthcare. This is common sense. We've lost our minds. We're training our children from the time they're infants to be drug-dependent adults. That's all our children know. Doctor equals drugs and shots. That's what our children know. Instead of doctor equals keeping me healthy and happy. And anyone that thinks pumping your body or your child's body full of chemicals is making you healthier, you are sadly mistaken. I want to say one more thing. Those of you that have heard me speak obviously know this, but it's important for our new listeners to understand this. I'm not anti-medicine. We need great family physicians and medical doctors, so when the need arises, if we have a serious infection that our bodies are not able to overcome, it's nice to have a great medical doctor we can count on to give us the proper prescription to help our bodies fight. We need great surgeons. If I have a broken bone, if I start bleeding to death, if I stop breathing, send me to the absolute best medical specialist you can find. I want the absolute best optometrist that I can find. I want the best chiropractor that I can find. I want the best dentist that I can find. There is a need for each and every specialty. However, the misuse of these specialties is an epidemic, especially in the United States. Because each and every doctor, each and every therapist, each and every type of practitioner is trained only to look at your condition. They are only trained to look at your migraines. They are only trained to look at your headaches through their goggles. So all that your medical doctor will see is, what drug can I give you to cover up your migraines and headaches? Because that's what they're trained to do, quite frankly. Each chiropractor will say, let me give you a spinal adjustment or a spinal manipulation to try to fix the cause of your headaches. And that's okay, because that's what they're trained to do. And the physical therapist will recommend, you just said it, physical therapy. The acupuncturist will recommend acupuncture. The pain management specialist will likely recommend medication and or injections. If none of that works, we resort to more invasive procedures, cutting your nerves, nerve ablation, surgery, for crying out loud, to remove pieces of your brain, because each specialist will only recommend what it is that they happen to provide. Each doctor will only sell you what it is that they are trained to sell. It doesn't mean that it's not necessary, but it certainly doesn't mean it's necessary. But here is the next thing you must understand before we discuss the two most common proven causes of ongoing headaches and migraines. And that is this. In our more than two decades in private practice, it is rare when one kind of treatment or one specialty alone will actually fix the true cause of your migraines and headaches. There isn't a medicine by itself, a chiropractic treatment, a therapy, an acupuncture, a traditional, an alternative. There isn't a magic bullet that solves the true cause of the problem. There isn't, in more cases than not. So, that being said, it is so critical, in order for you to gather all of the puzzle pieces and assemble those pieces and ensure that they actually fit, it is so critical that your condition, your headaches, are looked at from a broad perspective, from the perspective of multiple medical and healthcare specialists, because no one has the answer. So by looking at it through different specialists' eyes and putting those opinions together based on proven objective fact, you can get a better idea. What is this puzzle? What is this picture? Because we have the puzzle pieces all assembled together in one place, rather than giving you a few puzzle pieces at the chiropractor, a few puzzle pieces at your family doctor, a few puzzle pieces at the orthopedic doctor, a few puzzle pieces at the neurologist, and no one is putting the pieces together. Each specialist is guessing based on the few puzzle pieces that they have. Do not allow doctors, therapists, do not allow anyone to guess or gamble with your health or the health of your loved one. The two most common causes of ongoing headaches and migraines that usually happen for, quote-unquote, no apparent reason. You know, each and every day I have the absolute privilege of meeting great people in my office. And because of the countless referrals we have from our medical community here in the greater Kansas City area, by virtue of working with these medical offices, we have had many, many people working within those offices, nurses, doctors, therapists, consult us for headaches, migraines, carpal tunnel, neck, shoulder, for symptoms of their own, because they're frustrated with the lack of options. They're frustrated with the lack of answers. Why am I having this problem? I don't know. Why don't you try this? Why don't you try that? And you know what? There's no shortage of advice. There's no shortage of treatment. Tell me this. How many doctors, therapists have you gone to for your migraines and headaches that refused to give you treatment? How many? Think about it. The vast majority of us, it doesn't matter what the cause of our headaches and migraines is, and it, quite frankly, doesn't matter where we go, more times than not, you will be sold or prescribed treatment, whether it's something you need to fix the problem or not. Last week, we talked about your diagnosis. And we know with certainty, based on decades and decades of medical and scientific research, that somewhere between 70 and 90% of us afflicted with ongoing headaches and migraines have a cause of our headaches that originates in the spine, particularly the neck. Yet, we also know that the vast majority of the time, even though the research clearly states this, the spine and the neck are ignored. It kind of reminds me of a study that was done in a medical journal in years past that shows, more times than not, the overwhelming majority of the time when children present to their pediatrician with an ear infection, antibiotics are not necessary. Oh, it's published. Yet, virtually always, that is the treatment that's recommended for our children. So the research says this is not necessary. So our doctors do exactly the opposite, because that's the way you sell your product in a healthcare business. Do not blindly follow my recommendations, your doctor's recommendations, without knowing for sure what is the cause of the problem and is the treatment addressing the cause, or is this just a temporary cover-up at best? Knowing that the research clearly states that a minimum of 70% of us with ongoing headaches and migraines have a problem that originates in the neck. How can you ignore that? How can you ignore the fact that 70% of us have a cause, not an aggravating factor, not a coincidence, the cause of your headaches or migraines is originating in your neck a minimum of 70% of the time? How can you afford to ignore that? Not sometimes, not periodically, not every once in a while, 70 to 90% of the time. You can't afford to ignore that. This research has been published for decades by neurosurgeons, neurologists, chiropractors, the medical community, physical medicine, physical therapy. There's no disputing it. Yet, this continues, number one, either to be ignored, or number two, completely mismanaged and mistreated. So here's what we want to discuss right now. Understanding that the vast majority of those we see in day-to-day practice have a cause of their headaches and migraines that originates in the neck, specifically, what are the two most common causes in the neck and spine that result in chronic headaches and migraines, and how exactly do they result in headaches and migraines? In our practice, it is not unusual to recommend one or two small x-rays of someone's spine when they're suffering with ongoing migraines and headaches, and no one can, you can't quite seem to find the cause. I've tried this, I've tried that. Some things help, some things may not, but nobody really knows what we're trying to fix. Two small x-rays are sometimes more valuable than the fanciest, most expensive MRI, CAT scan, medical test you can find. But I want to make this clear. Why would your doctor not recommend an x-ray Why would a chiropractor in most cases recommend an x-ray? Why do some therapists and doctors really not care whether they have an x-ray or not? What exactly would we be looking for on your x-ray that would be beneficial in identifying the cause of your headaches and migraines? Are we concerned you might have a broken bone? No, not usually. Are we concerned about a dislocation? No, not usually. But here's how I want you to think of your spine. Here's how I want you to think of your neck. There are two absolutely critical functions that your neck performs. Number one, the bones of your head, neck, and back are muscular attachments. These are where the muscles that originate from the base of your skull and travel down over the shoulders and upper back, this is where they attach. This is where they originate. This is where they come from. So, those of you who experienced muscle tension like I did, muscle tension that originates in the head, neck, and shoulders is a very common finding in many of us with ongoing migraines and headaches. So by looking at an x-ray of your neck and of your spine, what we're looking for is there something with the shape of your spine that would cause your muscles to spasm or not want to relax? So it's not necessarily the bones themselves that cause you to feel your symptoms. The bones of your spine don't cause migraines, and the bones of your spine don't cause headaches. But if there is something malformed or not quite normal with the shape of your spine, that would certainly cause the muscles of your head, neck, and shoulders to spasm and grab, which, number one, can result in headaches, or number two, the muscle spasm and tension can be the result of the headache. So muscle tension can obviously trigger a headache. That is more of a classical tension-type headache, according to most headache experts. Or if we have a headache, that can cause our muscles to contract and spasm in turn. Either way, you don't want it. You don't want the muscle spasm. You don't want the tension. You don't want the muscle tightness. But by looking at that x-ray, we can see, is there something that would cause your muscles to react in a way that would make them spasm or tighten involuntarily? That's reason number one. But reason number two, just as or maybe more important than reason number one, our spinal cord is protected by the bones and the vertebrae of our neck. And that spinal cord travels right along the back edge of our vertebrae. Think of the vertebrae of your neck simply as building blocks. These building blocks stack up one on top of another. So if we were looking at an x-ray of your spine, or if you were looking at an x-ray of my spine from the front, we would expect, as most of you know, that that spine would stack up nice and straight. Any type of curvature, scoliosis, or bend in your spine would certainly cause the muscles that are attached to that area to spasm or grab. It doesn't matter how great of a muscle relaxer you take or how great of a therapy you apply to those tight muscles. If there's an underlying cause that is making your muscles spasm, the cause of the problem must be addressed in order to keep the muscles relaxed long term. Common sense, right? So, number one, our muscles attach to the bones of the spine. When looking at the spine from the front, the vertebrae should stack up nice and straight. If there's a significant bend, curvature, scoliosis in the spine when looking at it from the front, that can certainly cause muscle spasm. However, looking at an x-ray of your neck from the side is a little bit different perspective. When we look at the bones of your neck and spine from the side, your neck vertebrae make a forward arch shape. And that forward curve in your neck acts as a built-in shock absorber. It's a built-in spring, so to speak. And running right along the back of those vertebrae is your spinal cord. Anything, for whatever reason, were to put pressure on your spinal cord, headaches and pain are the most common symptoms that will result. There's not a close second. So knowing that any kind of pressure or interference with your spinal cord can trigger a headache or a migraine is pretty darn important to know. And secondly, we know that 70 to 90% of those of us with ongoing migraines and headaches have a problem that originates in the neck. Don't you think it's important that you should at least be aware of what the shape of your spine is? If you have a nice, normal, forward-shaped curve in your neck when looking from the side, we can be pretty certain that the muscles that attach to those bones are probably nice and relaxed. And we also know that that spinal cord, that delicate, sensitive spinal cord that travels along the back of those vertebrae, probably has no tension or pressure. However, we mentioned there are two, by far and away, most common causes of ongoing migraines and headaches. If we look at your spine from the front and the vertebrae, rather than stacking up nice and straight, are severely bent or deformed, that can certainly be a cause of ongoing chronic headaches and migraines. However, it is not the most common cause. The most common cause that we've seen in more than two decades in private practice, working with some of the most renowned neurologists, neurosurgeons, chiropractors, medical doctors, orthopedic surgeons, physical therapists, it's clear, is rather than having the normal forward arch shape in your neck from the side, that forward arch has either been completely lost or, in severe cases, completely bent backward. So here's how I want you to think of this. If you were to bend one of your fingers backwards, not bend it so far that it would break, but bend your finger backwards just so it's kind of uncomfortable and hold it. For a few minutes, and a few hours, and a few days, that backward bending pressure on your finger is very similar to the pressure in your spine when you have lost that normal forward shock absorber, that normal forward arc in your neck. And by the way, there are two main reasons that someone could potentially lose that normal forward shape. Sure, there are people that have the normal forward curve shape in the neck and then have a significant trauma or injury. So someone can have no headaches, no migraines, no symptoms, and obviously have a severe accident, and now you've got headaches. That can cause the loss or reversal of the normal forward shape of the neck. But that's certainly a memorable event. I would have, you know, I jumped out of the plane, my parachute didn't open, and I hit the ground really hard. That's a traumatic event that you would remember. In our office more recently, people that have fallen off a roof to the ground, people that have been in severe accidents, striking their head on the windshield. Those are examples of traumatic events that we see day to day that can cause someone to lose that normal forward arc shape in the neck, resulting in spinal cord distress, pressure or tension on the spinal cord that can result in chronic migraines and headaches. But I'll be honest, the minority of cases that we see here, more times than not, people come in saying something to the effect of, I've tried everything. These headaches just came on for no apparent reason, and they won't go away. They're getting worse with time. Headaches don't happen for no reason. There's something going on in your body that's resulting in your headaches. It's not a medical mystery. Something that we're going to talk about in the weeks to come, many of us have been convinced, and this includes me, we have been convinced that there is no cure for our migraines. There's nothing that can be done to get rid of our headaches. This is just something you're going to have to live with. And the sad fact is, much of the research says otherwise. Educate yourselves, please. Your doctor wants to treat your headaches. Your doctor wants to manage your migraines. Why does it matter if they locate the cause? All they're going to do is treat or manage your symptoms anyway. So what are you looking to do? Let me ask you that. What do you want out of this? Are you looking for the next best treatment? Is that why you're here? That's easy to find. It doesn't matter what kind of doctor or therapist you go to. Everyone will give you treatment. That's easy to find. So if you're looking for the next best treatment, if you want to try something out, it doesn't really matter where you go because you're probably not going to get any long-lasting relief. However, if you're looking to pinpoint the real, true cause of your headaches and migraines, and then look at that from a broad perspective and formulate a plan, which many times includes multiple types of specialties working together for your benefit, and fix the cause of your migraines and headaches once and for all. Doesn't that certainly make a little bit more sense? And the reason it's so hard to find is simple. We've said it. Each type of doctor, specialist, healthcare provider is trained to look at your condition from only one perspective, and they are trained to give you the treatment it is that they are trained to give, whether it fixes the problem or not. You need to look at it from the perspective of multiple specialists, put the pieces together, understand certainty what is going on that's causing your migraines and headaches, then formulate the appropriate combination of treatments and specialties to fix the cause of the problem once and for all. It's common sense, it's fact, it's logic, it's research-based. There is not a mystery here. 70 to 90% of us are having our migraines and headaches due to a direct problem in our necks. You cannot afford to ignore that any longer. The two most common causes when looking at your spine from the front is some kind of bend, curvature, or scoliosis in the spine. Very commonly, this will result in ongoing muscle spasm and tension. But the most common cause each and every day, week in, week out, year after year, is rather than having the normal forward arc shape in the neck when looking from the side, a complete and total loss of that curve, or possibly a backward bending of your neck, not only would that cause severe muscle tension and spasm, but it would cause spinal cord distress, tension, or pressure, which in turn results in ongoing headaches and migraines. So it's not the bones that are directly responsible for your symptoms. It's the spinal cord distress and tension that directly results in your symptoms. But in order to remove that tension, that distress on your spinal cord, the shape of your spine must be changed. So next week, here's what we're going to be talking about in detail. By the way, I have to say this. These are things that I want to and I feel compelled to share with you. What if you're in that 10 to 30% whose headaches and migraines are totally unrelated to the spine? Then some of this may not apply to you. But once again, with a 70 to 90% probability of your neck and spine being involved, you must look into it thoroughly. You cannot ignore this fact. Next week, we're going to be discussing orthodontics for your headaches, orthodontics for your migraines. Yes, we know that orthodontics are usually reserved for your teeth. However, I want to discuss with you something that's very unique to our practice here in the Kansas City area, headache relief at last. But we are in the process, as we speak, of growing this network in metropolitan areas throughout the United States. We call it the Headache Relief at Last treatment system. It is not a kind of magical treatment. It is a combination of multiple specialists and multiple specialties all put together to address the real, true cause of your headaches and migraines once and for all. Please don't miss next week's episode. I understand you want answers yesterday, but there's no way in a 45-minute program that we can cover everything that we need to. So each and every week, please be as patient as you can. Bear with me. I'll answer questions that I can on the air each week. I'll answer the things that you want to know. And if I don't know, we'll certainly count on our network of specialists throughout the country. It's so nice. It is so beautiful having so many different specialists that are all willing to work together to help you find the true cause and a long-lasting solution for your migraines and headaches. But it is also so frustrating that that is such a hard thing to find. Let me share one quick story with you. I mentioned earlier that because of the extensive referral network of medical specialists here in the Kansas City area that are so kind and refer to our practice day in and day out, by virtue of working with these medical practices, we see many of the staff members, many of the healthcare professionals that work within these offices here in our practice for consultation. Yesterday, I consulted a registered nurse who works in a hospital setting here locally. This was the second consultation that I had with her. The first consultation was about 1 year ago when we talked about her chronic migraines and headaches, her chronic muscle tension that just would not let up. Well, to make a long story short, I saw her again yesterday for the first time in almost a year. And she said, "Well, I have some updates for you. Indeed, the neck was really the cause of my migraines and headaches. I confirmed it with my surgeon." And I got an uneasy feeling in my gut when she said that. Since she saw me a year ago, she has had 2 neck surgeries, 4 of her vertebrae in the neck, 4 of the 7 vertebrae have been permanently fused together with metal plates and screws. But here's the thing that really got to me. I said, "Why exactly did they decide to do the surgery? What exactly were they trying to fix by doing surgeries on your spine. And this registered nurse looked at me and said, you know, I never really understood exactly what they were doing, but that's what they recommended. Here's the sad truth. It is 100% clear why not only was she having chronic migraines and headaches, but it is 100% clear today after looking at her new x-rays that we did yesterday. Her spine is bending in a backward direction. Pressure cannot be relieved. Her spine has been fused into a position with extreme tension and strain on the spinal cord. Locked into place with metal plates and screws. So, was I thrilled? Was I satisfied that her surgeon agreed with me that indeed her migraines were caused by her neck? I was saddened and I was sickened by the fact that someone in the healthcare profession for nearly 25 years as a registered nurse decided to let someone cut her spine open and fuse it together with metal plates and screws, not understanding what was being done and for what purpose. What is this going to solve? Some of you may consider this an extreme example. So be it. But let me say this. I wish this was a rare example, but it's not. People getting injections into their spine, people getting surgery on their spines, is not happening less frequently. Each and every day, each and every month, and each and every year, it's happening more and more frequently. And it's because you are allowing it. People are blindly taking their doctor's recommendations without researching and having the knowledge. You are guessing with your health. You are guessing with your child's health by not having the puzzle pieces in place before you decide to proceed with experimental treatment. Let me finish today's episode by saying this. The medical research, the scientific research has been clear for decades. Chronic headaches and migraines in most cases are not a mystery. This isn't some medical mystery that's never been solved. This is a tragedy that the real true cause of our headaches and migraines has been pinpointed and documented for decades, yet continues to be ignored by our trusted healthcare professionals. That's the truth. If you don't know the real true cause of your headaches or migraines, it doesn't matter what kind of treatment you try. It just doesn't matter. Because chances are nothing's going to help. You'll never live headache-free, healthy, and happy until you first know the true cause. And then secondly, find the appropriate team of specialists to look at your condition from a broad perspective, to gather each and every puzzle piece, to ensure that these pieces fit together perfectly, and then customize a plan, personalize a plan for you that actually addresses the cause of your headaches and migraines once and for all. It's as simple as that. Next week, we'll discuss headache relief at last, the treatment system. This is something that I rarely, if ever, discuss in public. This is the approach that we take to resolving migraines and headaches that originate in the spine using a multidisciplinary approach. Something we started last week was a short segment called What's All the Chatter About? And this stems from my participation in countless headache and migraine societies, organizations, support groups. What's the chatter all about this past week with these headache and migraine support groups and organizations? The subject of TMJ came up quite frequently this week. This is something that I'm going to give you a brief answer to, but something that we will certainly talk more about in the very near future. And that is, why do people with TMJ problems also have chronic headache problems? Or we can restate that. Why do people with chronic headaches also frequently have TMJ problems? This is not a mystery either. There's an obvious, simple, easy explanation. There is a direct connection in the human body between the jaw and the spine. Since we know that the spine is the most common cause of those of us suffering with ongoing headaches and migraines, and knowing there's a direct connection between the TMJ and the spine, common sense would tell us there's got to be a connection. So in the weeks to come, we will be doing an episode specifically on the TMJ connection. And the TMJ connection will discuss why do so many of us have a hard time figuring out why we're having clicking, popping, pain, and even locking of our jaws, yet despite the muscle relaxers, the mouth guards, the injections, nothing seems to help. So the TMJ connection, look for it in the weeks to come. Next week, once again, orthodontics for your headaches. Orthodontics for your migraines. That will be our topic next week, the 19th of November, 2013. Please, as always, questions, comments, concerns, please send those to me directly at drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. Let me say this in closing. Nothing else matters except you getting the results that you're looking for. Nothing else matters but solutions. So if we can help guide you in the direction toward finally finding and pinpointing the true cause of your headaches and migraines, and finally achieving a headache-free, healthy, and happy lifestyle by addressing the cause of your problem once and for all, I hope that we'll both be better off for that. Thank you kindly for listening. I appreciate your listenership. I look forward to talking with you next week.